This is happening now all day regular down here. So really since July onwards, it's been happening quite regular. For example, there were people here up until last week didn't have water for 5 days. There was no water in houses, there was no water outside in the field for the cows. So it's a very serious situation. Now this morning again here where I live here in Fulcara, in the outskirts of Fulcara town, there's probably about 10 to 15 mile radius around me as such affected. People have no water of any kind. A lot of people geographically where they live, they don't have rivers, they don't have streams. It's not that easy just going out and getting a bucket of water from a river, like, so it's a serious problem. Again, this morning, again, livestock's going to be impacted heavily this morning again because the farmers won't be able to access water. More serious than that, alongside that, is the elderly, the sick. Home helps obviously going around people this morning, can't manage their daily routine as such. There's people with medical needs that need water around the clock for various personal situations. That's all gone. Where possible, obviously people will go to the shop and buy water, but because it's good weather anyway, all the shops around the area is not going to have a surplus supply of water either until deliveries tomorrow morning again. I work in a shop myself. I know we don't have much water here. I work in a centre shop, Boise Centre in Dunfanaghy and Fulcara. We don't have much water left here. So unfortunately there is going to be people going without water. I've been on to Irish Water about it their first thing this morning once I was alerted to it. I've asked them without delay to get tankers rolling this way, to send tankers to Donegal here, to Fulcara, to Godahork, to Derry Connor, on further over that's affected. And at the minute there's no reply back even to the email. It's hopeless, like. I've asked for this numerous times throughout the summer here for tankers to roll this way. They will not send them. I can't say what's going to happen this morning apart from I've got no word yet. It hasn't even been acknowledged, the email, so it remains to be seen what are they going to do. But it's not good enough. I understand there was a bust of last year down in Cork. A convoy of tankers went there straight away in the morning, like over 20 I believe. Why can this not happen in Donegal? Like, why are we always left? To my knowledge, I'm in the council now 6 years. I have never once yet in that 6 years seen a physical water tanker or tankers coming this way to West Donegal here in the Glenties MD, and it's totally ridiculous. Myself and my five colleague councillors were asking for this all the time. We're asking for the bus to be fixed. We're asking money to be spent on infrastructure. They are not doing it, Sean. And as a result now this morning, as has been, I said earlier on, July there as well, we're in August now. Rolled back the clock to July, rolled back the clock weeks before that. Any given day you want sporadic days, store outages for a day, half a day, maybe 2 days in worst case scenarios. This situation today now will go on to 2-3 days possibly for a lot of people, particularly the people outside of the towns, the people on high ground. They will not have water. Doesn't matter, even the, I know the water crew, the team on the ground, they're doing their best. Even they can fix this serious bust in the next 2 hours. It will still not help the people that are up on high ground because geographically affected, because of the tour season and everything else, the water will not even get next or near their houses, Sean. And at least until possibly, well, late on tonight, maybe tomorrow morning if they're lucky, and they might get a chance to get water back. If they don't have water back by tomorrow morning, the way it goes then again, they'll be waiting then again till tomorrow night, then again till everything else switches off, basically. Everybody's away to bed, and hopefully that the water will start to go around and replenish and fill their tanks and attics, at least for showering and stuff at least. We have no answers. We don't have the solution, Sean. So we need them, Irish Water, we need the team of Irish Water, the organ grinders, not the choir boys, it's the organ grinder. We want the organ grinder in the room, and let him or her explain to an angry public what's going on. Let him or her explain why we won't spend money for using Donegal, why we won't upgrade the pipes, why we won't upgrade or refurbish the reservoirs. Our reservoirs are too wee as well, all the reservoirs we have here in Donegal. We're probably one of the wettest countries, and certainly the wettest county in Ireland for sure, but probably one of the wettest countries as well in the EU. And the crazy thing is, we do not conserve our water. We get something falls out of the sky for free, and we're not conserving it enough. Our reservoirs all throughout the place are too wee. They need to be either extended or refurbished, extend onto them, whatever the case may be, or better again, build brand new ones. I don't care, but just build them big enough that they hold millions and millions of litres of water, and we get away from this situation of if we get two dry days, the reservoir goes down. As a consequence then, the reservoir going down then, it trips off the pumps then and the pump houses, and they already start then manually again as such. It's not just a case of either hitting a switch. There's a whole process to go through, if you like, with the switches. It's a bit like switching on a helicopter, switching on a plane. It's the same process as such. However, if there's not a relevant amount of water in the reservoir at any given moment that you're doing that switch on, the pumps will not start. So that is your problem, Sean, and this is the whole thing. We are trying to get across to Irish Water, but they will not listen to us. So unfortunately, we're going to have many days like today, and I feel going into Christmas time, it's just going to get worse. And the reason I say it's going to get worse, Sean, to be fair, is because what is happening here, Irish Water is supposed to get full 100% control of the water system off Donegal County Council now before Christmas time. It's supposed to be all signed over. And I feel myself when it's signed over, that the next thing it'll go in the market and it'll be sold off to some foreign investor. And bad and all, people think we are at the minute, it'll just get 100 times worse. That is my thoughts on it.